IT puzzle.
4:03, we welcome you in. It is a Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM. Wait, what? I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Coming up, a great two-hour program for you tonight as we change our format from 3 to 2 hours. Same great guests. John Walters joining us at his regular appointed rounds of 4:30 this evening. Mac McCausland stopping by to discuss all things hoops, including the Iowa Hawkeyes as they get ready for a top 25 showdown with Rutgers. Something that you're not accustomed to hearing. Should be a great game Wednesday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and I'm here for it. We're here for you. 319-366-1600 as we make our way towards 6 o'clock tonight. Plenty to get into and an opportunity for you to take home a very nice prize just for listening to us this evening. We'll give this away at 4:50 tonight. We've got a one-hour session inside the Topgolf Swing Suite at Graduate Iowa City. All you need to do is stick with us here through the first hour of the program. That is a one-hour session inside the Topgolf Swing Suite located inside Graduate Iowa City in downtown Iowa City. More details on that available at our website, kgymradio.com. Alex, not only is the show 2 hours now instead of 3 hours, but we also are letting everybody in on a little secret that if you would have explored around on your radio dial within the last couple weeks, you may have stumbled across, but we weren't publicizing this. 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. Now another opportunity for folks to listen in to KGYM programming. Do not, and I repeat, do not delete 107.5 FM from your presets just yet. We've got more details coming on what to expect from us here, but if you've listened closely over the last several weeks, even the last month, you know we've been discussing, or I have been discussing, some big changes, some exciting things that we've got in store for our listeners in 2020. This is part of that. So if you're in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM.
It's the best way to find us on the FM dial. But like you said, there's more to come here at the beginning of 2020 as far as KGYM programming and frequencies go. But yes, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids and... Excuse me, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, and as always, 106.3 in Iowa City and the surrounding areas.
Well, one thing that hasn't changed, the phone number to reach us, 319-366-1600. It also doubles as the First Federal Credit Union text line. And you can head to firstfedcu.com/KGYM for details on how opening a new checking account at First Federal can land you $200, no questions asked. We're going to be discussing a lot of basketball coming up. We've even got Iowa football news to get to. You'll hear a little bit of what Kirk Ferentz had to say coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. He spoke with the media in Iowa City earlier today. But we have to start with our Super Bowl matchup this year, Super Bowl 54, featuring the favorites from this past weekend, both Kansas City and San Francisco holding serve at home. And more importantly to many of you in Eastern Iowa, now that gambling is legal, sports betting is legal in the state of Iowa, the favorites covered the spread. It was, Alex, another slow start for Kansas City, getting down 10-0. And then the Chiefs look like the Chiefs. They take care of business. San Francisco takes care of business. And we've got a pretty good Super Bowl to look forward to in 2 weeks.
I can't wait. I was really hoping that this was the matchup we were going to get from a standpoint of these are the two best teams. These were the two best teams remaining in the AFC and NFC championships. And like you said, Kansas City got off to another slow start, but did anybody really think that they were going to lose that game when they got down 10-0, when they got down 17-7? I sure didn't. I understood that the Titans have been able to kind of take the air out of the ball against the Patriots and the Ravens and disrupt their offenses. you can't do that to the Chiefs. I just think that their offense is so good, and Patrick Mahomes plays the position of quarterback at a higher level than pretty much anyone that I've seen in my lifetime, and it's showing. It's that offense is just so difficult to stop, and it doesn't matter that they don't really have a running game because they execute at a high level. And for the San Francisco 49ers, maybe the best all-around team remaining, the best all-around team in the NFC, they're just rock solid all around. Offense, defense, they get after the quarterback. All of those first-round picks, all of those high draft picks that they've had on the defensive side of the ball have paid off, because that's where they hang their hat as a football team. So that's going to be the matchup. Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City offense against that 49ers defense that has been pretty stingy so far this season. But you got to give credit to the Chiefs defense as well. I think they won them that game yesterday.
As for the opponent in the NFC Championship game last night, I keep going back to Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." Really? I don't know. I can't take any solace in what happened to the Packers last night. I think most people, and if you've listened to this program during the season, you know that I never got truly high on Green Bay. They were there at the end. They were one of the final four teams playing in the NFL. But they were not one of the four best teams in the National Football League,
Agreed.
In my opinion.
Agreed.
And San Francisco proved that last night. And much of the discussion today, as it centers around Green Bay, is whether or not the window is closed on the Packers getting back to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is 36 years old. The team has some issues. And to me, at least, it looked like this was it. Now, they've been in three NFC Championship games in the last 6 years. But they haven't exactly answered the bell in any of those three games, as their detractors will gleefully point out to you. Now, again, you could say they got further than the Vikings did, they got further than the Bears did, they got further than the Lions did, which I saw a tremendous tidbit pointed out on Twitter. Patrick Mahomes, was drafted by the Detroit Tigers as a baseball player. Didn't sign, but the Detroit Tigers have now drafted more Super Bowl quarterbacks than the Detroit Lions have. Accurate, and a sad portrayal of that franchise's fortunes. 319-366-1600. So I said this earlier today on Twitter. The NFC North is the equivalent of in the NFL to the AL Central. The Packers got fat on some pretty mediocre teams. Were they a 13-team win this year? Well, the record says that they were. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they went up against a team that was so far superior to them. They embarrassed them in Week 12, and they embarrassed them again last night. So kudos to the 49ers and kudos to the Chiefs. It should be a heck of a Super Bowl. And Alex, our poll question today at KGYMradio.com is asking where everyone's early lean is on this year's Super Bowl. Are you leaning Kansas City or San Francisco? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Kansas City right now, depending on where you look, about a one-point favorite. Game opened as a pick'em. I think some early money came in on the Chiefs. And I'm here to tell you, granted, this comes with the caveat that I was 1-5 last week in the pick six presented by Emil's Hideaway. But my money would be on the San Francisco 49ers. I like the 49ers in the Super Bowl. John in Columbus Junction is most likely extremely happy to hear that. He's got the futures ticket on the Niners to win the Super Bowl. And as I say that, he has picked up the phone and called in. I had no idea segueing to this was going to lead to perfect timing. John, we welcome you aboard. I'm picking your San Francisco 49ers to win the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that pick. I heard you just mention it. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. It's awesome. I was calling in to say congratulations to the Chiefs. You can be the next one up, the next one to fall by the wayside. Compliments to my team from the Bay. I'm going to say it now, Niners by 11. That's my prediction as of today. Niners by 11 over Patrick Mahomes and them Chiefs.
San Francisco by 11. Wow.
By 11.
Take care of that ticket. I hope it cashes. I really do. He bought that.
Is there enough to hedge on this?
Well,
is there enough riding on this for him to hedge a little bit? I'm just saying, John, I'm trying to help you out.
I believe he said it was at 40 to 1 odds.
Yes.
So even if you put down 10 bucks, that's a very nice return. So we wish him all the best. Well, most people here in the building do. I can think of one Chiefs fan who probably doesn't hope that that bet pays off. But 40 to 1, beginning of the season, John was at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, one of the first weeks that it was open. We were down there. You were down there. 40 to 1 on his beloved San Francisco 49ers to win the Super Bowl. And that ticket is still in a position to cash. How about that? Let's go to the phone lines and go to Doug in Cedar Rapids, who I think is probably rooting for the other team in this year's Super Bowl matchup. Doug, what's on your mind?
So what happened to the Packers? It was supposed to be a rematch of Super Bowl I there, Todd, I thought.
Yeah, they're still we're still waiting for them to show up last night.
27-0 at half. That was painful to watch, I tell you. So, but yeah, the Chiefs again had were loved to give everyone a heart attack by falling behind, but they only spotted the other team 10 points this time before they decided to get the offense in gear. But yeah, you have to look at what Mahomes has done all year. He is the quarterback savant. He has done everything they have asked of him. He has recovered from injuries that would slay a mortal quarterback. He's led comebacks beyond all, and he has exercised the demons past of Chiefs playoff losses. There's just no denying in Mahomes we trust this year. You can't go against the Chiefs.
Well, I did, Doug, and be happy that I did because I was 1-5 last week in my picks. I could not pick a winner if it were located in my nose right now. That's how terrible. Back-to-back 1-5 weeks on the picks, and then 4 weeks ago, 0-6. Managed to work in a winning week somehow in between there, but right now I am as cold can be. Green Bay plus 7.5. That should be a low-scoring 21-17 type football game, 27-0 at the half. Packers putting up their points in garbage time, essentially. And by the way, how about Raheem Mostert?
That's a heck of a story. I barely remember him at Purdue.
I had to double-check this. I saw this courtesy of Fox Sports last night watching the game. He had 6 total touchdowns at Purdue in his college career. 3 of them last night in the NFC Championship game. And barely memorable to those of us who make our living talking sports in Big Ten country. The Bears, by the way, had him on their roster for just a wee amount of time before cutting him loose. Another great personnel decision exhibited by Ryan Pace and the front office at Hallis Hall.
He played in 2 games for the Bears. Yes, he was on the roster from September 3rd of 13th of 2016 to November 24th of 2016. And then he was released. And then I'm trying to think. The Dolphins, the Ravens, the Browns, the Jets, and the Eagles all cut him.
It's one of the beautiful things about sports, is it not? Not necessarily the superstar turns of guys like Patrick Mahomes, who was drafted 10th overall, and sometimes I think we have a tendency to approach Mahomes as if he were a 6th-round pick like Tom Brady. But these guys who come out of nowhere and have a moment like Mostert did last night, and he's been a huge part of San Francisco's success. they basically, in one draft, turned their organization around and did so primarily by investing in players on the defensive side of the football.
You think about last year where they went 3-13 after Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. They got a top two pick in the draft. They got the number two pick in the draft and were able to supplement an already good defense with Nick Bosa. And I think that you look at what Kyle Shanahan has done in San Francisco, and we're starting to look at Bill Belichick and say he's getting up there. How much longer can he do this? Look at the way that Kyle Shanahan has built that roster, and it's sort of a successful way of following a mold that similar to what Bill Belichick did in New England. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that they're going to have the same amount of success, and Bill Belichick clearly got him in the Super Bowl after Kyle Shanahan's team got up 28-3 in 2017. We're not going to relitigate that, but they have taken some diamonds in the rough and found some really good players. Look no further than George Kittle. Look at George Kittle's stats at the University of Iowa and look at him now. There are several players on that roster, especially on the offensive side of the football. I think I saw that Kyle Shanahan does not have a single first-round draft pick starting on offense. That's pretty impressive.
319-366-1600, the text line pointing out I said three touchdowns for Mostert last night. It was three in the first half. He added a fourth in the second half, so two-thirds of the way to his college touchdown total, doing so in the NFC Championship game. 319-366-1600 again is the First Federal Credit Union text line as we rehash what turned out to be, I thought, two entertaining football, and I'm lying, I was not entertained one second by that NFC Championship game last night. I did enjoy, and I said this earlier on Sunday, if you follow me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, you know I'm not lying. I said I was going to enjoy the second half of the AFC Championship game because I knew I wouldn't enjoy a single second of the NFC Championship game, and I wound up, my picks have been awful. At least I saw that one coming. And then, of course, on the picks on Friday, I had picked Green Bay. And I think I said I knew I was picking with my heart as opposed to my head. I knew what I was doing. And
you ever see a quarterback who throws a pass, and as soon as the ball comes off of the last fingertip, they're like, oh, crap. Like, they know right away it's a bad pass. That was you after the picks on Friday.
You're like, oh gosh, those are horrible. More Mitch Trubisky parallels, but yes, I am very familiar with that. And I almost feel sorry for Bears fans because they just cannot put enough distance between that draft. It comes up every single time that Patrick Mahomes does something. And it's not so much that they drafted Trubisky over Mahomes. It's that they drafted Trubisky over Watson. That, to me, is egregious enough. The fact that Patrick Mahomes, he went 10th, and a lot of people felt 10th was a reach, but Kansas City wanted to grab a quarterback, so they came up and they got him. I do feel almost sorry for Bears fans. Almost sorry.
Almost?
Almost.
I feel sorry for a lot of teams that passed on Patrick Mahomes. I know he went 10th, but what we're seeing right now is just, it's, you can't undersell how good he is. You can't undersell how good that he's been. And when people are saying that he's the best quarterback that I've ever seen in person, I can't say that they're being hyperbolic because he seems to be. I know it's that for some reason Super Bowls and Super Bowl rings and titles are the only way that some people judge quarterbacks. I choose to go a different route. And that guy is playing at such a high level, and you have to compare him to the greats that ever played 2 years into his time in Kansas City. That's how good he's been.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Iowa has certainly settled on Spencer Petras as its starting quarterback. We will hear at 5 o'clock tonight what Kirk Ferentz had to say about Spencer Petras in Iowa City earlier today. Cheddar on the text line, one of our many listeners, pointing out that I am probably making our listening audience a lot of money if they are running to the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside and fading me. Cheddar says, Todd's kiss of death, the Chiefs win big. Todd likes the 49ers in the Super Bowl. They're a one-point underdog right now. I think the defense is going to figure out a way to at least slow Kansas City down, and San Francisco has the offensive chops to put up points against the Chiefs. I'll go with San Francisco here. I'm not going to waffle here. You're going to hear 2 weeks of me saying I like San Francisco here, regardless of what happens.
And that's fair, because you're going to hear 2 weeks of me saying I like the Kansas City Chiefs. And so it's perfect.
And in 2 weeks and a day, we will reconvene here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, and we will be breaking down a 21-point victory in the Super Bowl by the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm here for it. We are neither Chiefs fans nor 49ers fans. According to the XFL, which released a map earlier today, we are all fans of the St. Louis Battlehawks here in the state of Iowa. Iowa is Battlehawks territory.
Jordan Tamu, future XFL Hall of Famer at quarterback.
The XFL,
how could you not be excited?
Kicks off the week after the Super Bowl, so we're three weeks away from the kickoff, and we were watching earlier today. I am intrigued by the kickoff rule in the XFL, where the kicker kicks off and the receiving team and the defending team line up 5 yards away from each other, and they can't make contact until the return man fields the kick. It's intriguing. I don't know whether it's intriguing enough to get me to invest in watching an entire season of inferior football, but some football is better than no football, right?
Go Hawks.
Go Battle Hawks. 319-366-1600. We'll get into Iowa basketball coming up with Mac McCausland at 5:30 tonight. Remember, stick around, because in 25 minutes, you've got an opportunity to take home a one-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite for you and several of your friends. Details available at our website, kgymradio.com. It's miserable outside. You want to get some swings in. You want to think warm thoughts. Graduate Iowa City has the Top Golf Swing Suite available for your use. And again, you can get details either by checking them out online or by going to our website, kgymradio.com. 426, let's get a big board update out of the way. A lot of news to get to, mostly basketball news here on a Monday in Eastern Iowa. Here's Alex.
This week's AP Top 25 poll has been released. The Iowa Hawkeyes have moved up two spots to 20th following a week that included a road victory over Northwestern and a win on Friday at home against Michigan. Iowa will play a contest on Wednesday against another nationally ranked team, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They're ranked in this week's poll 24th, their first appearance in the top 25 since 1979. The UNI Panthers received 42 votes this week. That's behind Wichita State, LSU, and Michigan among teams on the outside looking in at the top 25. We found out today that the Iowa basketball team swept the weekly Big Ten honors, with Luca Garza named the Player of the Week and C.J. Frederick named the Freshman of the Week. Garza averaged 30 points per game in Iowa's two wins last week, while Frederick was 10 of 19 from beyond the three-point arc in those two games. The Iowa women's basketball team roared back from a double-digit road deficit for the second consecutive game. This time they trailed Wisconsin by 17 points in the third quarter of yesterday's contest. The Hawkeyes outscored Wisconsin by 22 points in the second half on the way to an 85-78 victory. The victory was Iowa's 6 in a row. They're now 15-3 on the season, and in this week's AP Top 25 poll, they are ranked 19th. The Iowa State women also needed to come from behind to get the victory yesterday, as they trailed Oklahoma State by 8 at the half in Stillwater. The Cyclones stormed back in the second half and held on for a 64-63 victory. They're now 10-6 on the season and 2-3 in the Big 12. And we found out that Ashley Jones was the Big 12 Player of the Week for last week.
That really is something about Rutgers. I'm looking forward to seeing them in person on Wednesday night. It's going to be another late tip-off at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Never in my lifetime has the Rutgers men's basketball program been ranked in the top 25. 1979 wasn't even conceived yet. And trust me, I ran the numbers on this one. 40 years, that is an impressive turnaround for that program. Steve Peichel, you and I are big fans of the job that he's done since arriving on the scene from Stony Brook, what, three, 4 years ago?
I think it's been four seasons now. This is his fifth.
And if I'm Peichel, I'm working on getting a contract extension from Rutgers, or I'm talking to my agent and saying, hey,
he's got to be the hottest name on the market right now.
Put some feelers around.
Yeah, he's
got me out of here.
Get me out of here, and whichever of the top jobs that are open, I'm going to have my pick of the litter. Because he has, this year, they're kind of getting over that hump, but they have gotten progressively better ever since he arrived and took over for Eddie Jordan. There was a huge jump right away from, I think, 7 wins to 14 wins in his first year. And just they've gotten so much better throughout the years, to the point where this season, yeah, it's a surprise they're in the top 25, but it's not a shock. I think a lot of people expected this year to be the year where they were pretty solid. They were an upper division Big Ten team, like a top six or top seven Big Ten team, and they look like they're exactly that right now.
Well, we have to step aside and take a quick timeout because that's what we do here in Radio World. But when we come back, we'll give Iowa State a little bit of love. It's our weekly chat with John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. You can hear him coming up tonight at 6:30 on 1600 AM. It's the Cyclone Coach's Corner Show live from the Applebee's in Ames, something that we are once again, very happy to be able to do for you Iowa State fans here in 2020, now carrying the Cyclone Coach's Corner Show live in its entirety on 1600 AM. And the host of that program, John Walters, joins us next.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One-of-a-kind bookstore.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
And we welcome you back in to Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. It is the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 6 o'clock tonight on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. And boy, we've got a great program for you over the next 90 minutes. We're going to be chatting Hawkeye hoops with Mac McCausland coming up in 60 minutes. An opportunity for you after we chat with our next guest to take home a one-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. So stick around 20 minutes from now, your opportunity to win with us here on KGYM. And plenty more to get to, but let's not beat around the bush any longer. He's a busy man. He's got to get to the Applebee's in Ames tonight to get ready for the Cyclone Coach's Corner show. It's John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Cyclones. His appearance every Monday brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And John, I can only imagine that Steve Prohm and the Cyclones are anxious to take on Oklahoma State tomorrow just to get the taste of that trip to Texas Tech kind of out of their mouths and off their memories.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that's the great thing about college basketball is you don't have to wait, you know, a full week to play another game, unlike football. You get another opportunity just a couple nights later. You don't have a lot of time to sit around and lick your wounds and feel sorry for yourself. So you got to pick yourself up and keep going. And that's what Iowa State will have to do here, coming home to take on Oklahoma State and, you know, looking for their second Big 12 win of the season and trying to get things turned in the right direction. Big opportunity to do that and then head into that SEC challenge against a top 10 Auburn team on Saturday. So, you know, good test this week to see how these guys respond to everything, and hopefully it'll be the right way.
It's been a brutal stretch of games for them as far as the schedule set up, and then it doesn't get any easier following this Oklahoma State game, trip to Auburn, a game at home against number one Baylor, then a trip to Austin and Morgantown, take on West Virginia. Does this game against Oklahoma State feel like a must-win for the Cyclones?
Yeah. I mean, they all do. I think Marv Levy most famously said it, that World War II was a must-win, and everything else isn't. But, you know, this is an important basketball game for this team as they try to get things back on track. You know, I thought they did a lot of really good things in both the games in Waco and Lubbock. But, man, when you cannot make shots, you're not going to win, especially against good teams. And when you toss up, you know, 0 for 15 to start a game from 3 points line against a very, very good top 25 team on the road, played in the national championship game a year ago, you're probably going to get beat pretty soundly. And that's exactly what happened. And so, you know, same thing in Waco. Iowa State could not make shots. I thought they got really good looks, especially that game, just really clean, good looks at the beginning of the game and just couldn't make them. And, you know, it's not, the guys aren't trying. You know, shooting is a fickle deal. Sometimes it's red hot, and sometimes as a team, it's ice cold. And maybe it was appropriate that Vanilla Ice was playing at halftime of the game on Texas Tech, because for Iowa State, it was ice cold. And I mean, it couldn't have been any colder. And, you know, started off the game 1 for 21 from three and then hit their final two. So, you know, it's an important game, obviously. You got to come home and try to protect your home floor. But, you know, life's going to go on either way, but you sure would like to have a win.
Tyrese Halliburton, a team-high 13 points in that 20-point loss to Texas Tech. Just 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 5 from beyond the arc, 3 turnovers to 2 assists. What can Steve Prohm and the staff do to sort of get him right at this point?
Yeah, I don't think they have to reinvent the wheel too much. Texas Tech, give them credit, and Baylor did a nice job defending Tyrese as well. You know, he's entitled to a week where he didn't play his best basketball. It happens to everybody else. Why wouldn't it happen to him? And hopefully, you know, he's able to right the ship himself. Nobody's taken the loss harder than Tyrese. He's the most likable guy in the world. I mean, he just is such a positive guy every single day. And it takes a lot to bring him down. But it looked like he was pretty dejected after that game. And, you know, I think he'll be the kind of guy with his family and with Coach Prohm, he'll be able to pick himself right back up, and I expect him to come back out and play very, very well tomorrow night. But, you know, it's not something skill-wise that he needs to adjust or anything like that. And, you know, it's just maybe a little bit of luck going his way. And you know, his teammates making some shots would help too. I mean, if he's setting them up with good passes and they're not knocking out shots, then all of a sudden his assist numbers suffer, and you know, and so it all kind of plays together. It's a team game, and when the team plays well, usually the individual stats are pretty good for the point guard, and I think that'll be the case if Iowa State can get it straightened out as a team tomorrow night.
I know you talked about the lack of shot making at this point, especially that Texas trip that they just took. Steve Prohm talked about that. He mentioned that against Texas Tech, they were 3 of 15 on open shots, and it's not – he mentioned, I think, 7 of their three-point shots were kind of rushed or maybe the results of some bad offense, but they had 15 open looks. They only made 3 three-pointers. Is it too simplistic at this point to say when you play a team like Texas Tech on the road, you can't turn the ball over and you have to make open shots to beat a team like that?
I think it's really hard to win if you don't do those things. I suppose you could. You know, Baylor went in there and turned it over 20 times and still won. But they probably shot it a heck of a lot better than Iowa State did. I don't recall what they shot from the floor, but I'm sure it was better than what Iowa State shot. At some point, you know, as Bill Fenley likes to say, they call it basketball for a reason. If the ball doesn't go through the basket, you know, you're probably going to have a pretty hard time winning games. And, you know, what's hard, guys, is this. When you're executing your offense really, really well and you're getting these good, clean, open looks and you don't make them, do you continue to execute that offense really, really well? And do you continue to get back on defense and block out and do all the little other little things that are part of winning too? But if the shots aren't falling, it's kind of like not having the carrot at the end of that stick. You know, I mean, at some point, you have to have that reward. And if you don't, I think just human nature, that the other stuff starts to slip a little bit as you get frustrated. And I think that's what's happened to Iowa State in the last two games.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Cyclones, joining us here. His appearance brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. John, do you think the team feels pressure to beat Oklahoma State tomorrow? Oklahoma State coming in last in the Big 12.
Well, I think so, you know, but I think they probably do every game. They probably feel some pressure to win. I mean, I think you should. You should have some of that, you know, expectation of yourself, but I don't think there's any external pressure that would keep them, you know, feeling an extra sense of pressure or anything like that. You know, obviously you hear things from fans and people get frustrated and, you know, it's a different era today. You know, back when Johnny Orr was coaching, Iowa State had a lot of success at home, beat great, great teams at home, but really had a struggle to go beat teams on the road. Now they got some great road wins, no doubt, you know, winning at Purdue and you know, they had some great wins on the road, but they also had some really lopsided losses. And, you know, in the day of social media back then, if that's what there was, if we had social media back then, it would have been brutal, you know? And so we're in a different era now and everything's micro scrutinized and, you know, you just, it's what have you done for me lately? And, you know, it's just the world we live in. And nobody understands that and accepts that better than Steve Prohm. He will say, that's part of the job, comes with the territory. Matt Campbell will tell you the same thing. But that doesn't mean it's not difficult, especially for young people when they're listening to it and hearing it. And they take a lot of pride the way they play and the way they practice, the way they go about their daily work. They take a ton of pride in that. And so, you know, when you're not having success, it hurts. And I think there are a lot of hurt guys in that locker room after that game in Lubbock. And all you can do is kind of band together and try to go out and get the next one. I mean, there's really nothing else you can do. And so that's the pressure, is to just, you know, try to get that taste out of your mouth, go try to get a win, get back to feeling good about yourselves, and then go down and see what you can do at Auburn. You know, if you're coming off a win and you're going into a place where a team's won, I think, something like 27 in their last 30 games overall, go in there and roll the dice and play your best and see if you can get another great win in the SEC Challenge like you did a year ago down at Ole Miss. So, you know, there's a lot out there for these guys, and they're going to get tons of opportunities. The beautiful thing about playing in the Big 12 is you're going to get tons of chances to improve your resume, and Iowa State's going to get a lot of those chances. I think they have 9 games against, you know, teams that are in that in the top 25, basically. And so go take advantage of some of those and get some big wins going forward.
We've talked about it in the past. Coach Prohm likes to be the type of guy that doesn't intervene with shot selection, doesn't intervene with feeling like, or having his players feel like they have the green light whenever they get an open shot and they can play freely and loosely. Is he in sort of a predicament now when maybe the offense isn't working to a satisfactory level, and and to maybe intervene, or does he stay the course throughout all of this?
Well, I don't think he'll change who he is, but, you know, it's probably a little bit of a misconception that, you know, there's complete freedom. I mean, those guys absolutely are not going to get yanked from the game every time they take a bad shot. He's not one of those coaches that goes ballistic on the sidelines and you know, immediately gets a guy out of the game to make a point and throws another guy in there as you know, vehemently as he can to try to prove a point with everybody seeing that that's coaching. You know, that's not who Steve is, and he's not going to do that stuff. At the same time, he will sit there with guys in film after games one-on-one and say, okay, let's look at this shot and think, is it a good shot or not? He will go through every one of their shots. You know, is this a shot we could have gotten later in the shot clock if we needed to? Is this a shot that came in rhythm? Is this a shot stepping toward the basket? Is it a shot that was off balance? All those things are evaluated by the staff, and absolutely there's feedback to those guys on that, but he doesn't want to micromanage it to the point where guys are, you know, basically paralyzed by their thoughts. He wants them to play the game with instincts, and I think that's the right approach. But, you know, to answer your question, I guess, yeah, maybe he does spend a little more time talking about good shot, bad shot, but as he said himself, he felt like they got a lot of good shots against Texas Tech. You don't fault that part of the equation, but at some point they just have to go in for you, and he doesn't want to hamper those guys' confidence. If anything, that's what they need, is that confidence to say, hey, the next one's going in. You have to think that as a shooter. That's what I love about a guy like Trey Jackson. You know, he's had a struggle shooting the basketball from three, but he's not going to stop shooting. He knows that his teammates want him to shoot it, and he's going to take those shots. And so there's a real fine line there between getting too involved and kind of giving those guys the freedom they need.
Well, one Iowa State team has already notched a win over Oklahoma State this week. Bill Fennelly and the Iowa State women, a gutsy come-from-behind win over the over Oklahoma State over the weekend. Do you get the sense that maybe that's a sort of a season-defining win for them, that maybe the worm has started to turn there for the women?
That'd be great if it is. You know, I mean, each game can affect, in my opinion, the next game, and having one like that where you're, you know, seemingly down and out and find a way to battle back and win it at the end is incredible, and a great, great win for Coach Fennelly and his staff and his team. And hopefully it will go a long way. You know, it's tough in the Big 12 on the women's side, too. There's no place to hide there either. You face some very, very good teams. And so, you know, a big win on the road, you know, going in and doing what they did, certainly can be an impetus to come back and play maybe a good stretch of basketball. We see it all the time in women's basketball, men's basketball. We see it all the time in every sport, but I think particularly in college basketball, you see where teams just suddenly, it seems like they flip a switch, they get hot, and all of a sudden they rattle off four or five wins in a row, and just, you know, you'll see a team where you thought, man, I thought they were pretty much done, and the next thing you know, they rattle off four wins in a row, and they're right back in the thick of things. And that's what's great about college basketball. Those things do and can happen, and I hope it happens for the women's team, and I certainly hope it happens for the men's team as well.
One football note that came out over the weekend, how you have to enjoy seeing a guy like Connor Asali pick up a scholarship, especially after his contributions this past season.
Yeah, that's awesome to see. Got a chance to meet his family down in Orlando at the Camping World Bowl. Great people. I'm from the same neck of the woods that Connor's from. I'm from Glen Ellen, and he grew up in Naperville, and you know, just any guy that walks on and puts in that amount of time and puts in that amount of work and then has success, you just love to see him rewarded for it. And so really happy for him that he's going to be on scholarship this coming season. And now he can probably just relax a little bit and go out and make every kick. That'd be awesome.
Who's coming up on the Cyclone Coaches Corner show with you tonight, John?
Yeah, we've got Steve Prohm to start off the show. Bill Fennelly's going to join us as well, and Brent Bloom will be the guest co-host.
All right, fantastic. Tell Brent I said hi. We'll have it for our listeners here on 1600 AM tonight, beginning at 6:30. John, thanks a lot. We'll touch base with you next Monday, hopefully talking about a big road win over Auburn.
That sounds great. Let's talk about two wins next week.
Okay, you one-upped me there. Two wins next weekend. John Walters joining us every Monday. His appearance brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And
you can't win if you can't score.
It was there. I can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all type of game against Texas Tech. A 20-point loss on the road where nobody could buy a bucket.
Nobody could buy a bucket, and nobody could hold on to the basketball on the offensive end. They turned the ball over 20 times.
Texas, the problem there was Texas Tech struggled with turning the ball over, too.
Yep.
I mean, the recipe was there for a better team to go in and steal a win on the road. Texas Tech turning the ball over, I think, 16 times. Iowa State just couldn't get it done, hoping for better results tomorrow. Oklahoma State, the last place team in the Big 12. You don't necessarily need Hilton magic, but you need folks to show up, put their butts in the seats, and let that team know that they are not abandoning them at this point in the season. But as John mentioned, and we've talked about before, college sports in this day and age is very much what have you done for me lately? And it's going to be a long 2-month stretch here for the Iowa State men's basketball program, especially if they continue to play like they did in Lubbock over the weekend.
After Oklahoma State, on the road against Auburn, at home against the number one team in the country, Baylor, on the road against Texas, a place where they have never played well, on the road against number 14, West Virginia, they have to win this game tomorrow night just to kind of stop the bleeding and look ahead at their schedule and say, ugh, let's just try to make this season cosmetic. Try to reel off maybe a couple of wins and get some momentum going. But with that offense and that inability to make 3-point shots or really any shots at times, it's going to be very tough. And they certainly didn't do much to build confidence on that Texas road trip last week.
By the way, you can take the sweaty basketball coach out of Iowa, but you can't take the Iowa out of the sweaty basketball coach. Bruce Pearl is going to want to beat Iowa State this coming weekend.
They've lost two in a row after that 15-0 start. So you know that they're going to be excited to be back at home. They went away from home. They lost to Alabama and Florida two games on the road. But they have two games at home against South Carolina and Iowa State. They're going to be looking to make up for those two losses for sure.
Well, we are looking to make an area golf aficionado's day right now. If you are caller number 6 to 319-366-1600, we got a very special treat for you right now because caller number 6 is going to take home a 1-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite located at the what is the old Sheraton, now Graduate Iowa City in downtown Iowa City. We actually checked out the swing suite a couple years ago. It seems more recent than that, but it wasn't. And it's a definite cool place, fun time. You can drink, get some swings in. You can even check out the results of your golf game as far as trajectory and analytics, I believe, would be the word, the buzzword that gets thrown around a lot nowadays. All that. And you get to do it from the comfort of the Top Golf Swing Suite on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City. Caller number 6 takes home that 1-hour certificate. 319-366-1600. We will find out who our winner is when we return after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Coach Matt Campbell talks a lot about trusting the process. I've been saying the same thing about financial planning for nearly 25 years. At True Wealth Stewardship, we have a process to create meaningful, workable financial plans for people just like you. Our clients trust the process. Shouldn't you? Visit TrueWealthStewardship.com to learn more.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor, and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. I'm the dream. You should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
All right, I'm telling you, I feel a lot better about the San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl pick right now because everything is coming up roses in John and Columbus Junction's world because guess who caller number six was?
John and Columbus Junction.
John and Columbus Junction.
How did he do that?
He has the world in the palm of his hand right now. He also, in the palm
John,
of his
hand, Powerball numbers?
Has a 40-1 ticket for the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. And he can celebrate when they do by going crazy. Hopefully not too crazy. I don't think Kyle would appreciate that. But he can go crazy at Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. He's got a one-hour session, and we have those for you the remainder of the week here on the Todd Brownlow Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. So continue listening for your chance to win. Mac McCausland is going to be along with us inside the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on a top 25 showdown at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Wednesday night as Rutgers comes to town. This is a team that took care of business against the Hawkeyes last year. And Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes looking for a little payback this time around. Should be a great game. I did not get an opportunity to make it Friday night for the Iowa-Michigan game. Watched on TV from the comfort of my own home, as a number of people did, judging by the attendance. But Alex, this is something you and I talked about on Friday. The people that did show up at Carver Hawkeye Arena were loud. They were boisterous. And the Hawkeyes noticed that. A lot of them commenting on it after the game that they appreciated the atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm in full support that the bad weather nights at Carver Hawkeye Arena produce a better atmosphere, a nice atmosphere, because it's been proven the last two Friday nights for the basketball team. But it was a very good atmosphere inside Carver Hawkeye Arena, but that team is, once again, it just seems like one of the more mentally tough Iowa teams we've seen in a very long time, where they got down several times. They were, I think, tied with a couple minutes, 4 minutes remaining in the game. And I think a lot of Iowa fans felt like they were going to win that game the entire time. And Luka Garza is incredible. C.J. Frederick and Joe Wieskamp and a lot of those guys around him make that team very, very potent offensively.
It's just, as somebody who's not necessarily a fan, more an observer of the program, these are the types of seasons that people tend to remember fondly, where very little is expected.
Right.
You face a decent amount of adversity, and this team has faced a lot of adversity this year, and they continue to answer the bell time and time again, especially when they're at home, which is, it's always good to win in front of your hometown fans. But this is shaping up to be a memorable season and an opportunity to pick up a top 25 win at home on Wednesday night against Rutgers.
Their third straight
would certainly add to that. Got to cross your fingers and hope that everybody remains healthy if you're the Hawkeyes, but it's been a fun season, and I don't think too many of us expected that with this Iowa team coming into the year once we knew for certain that Jordan Bohannon wasn't going to play beyond the 10-game cutoff. We're going to go from Iowa basketball. We'll circle back with Mac coming up in about 35 minutes, but we go from basketball to football. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media in Iowa City earlier today, and it's safe to say Spencer Petras is his number one man. You'll hear why after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. Lakers power forward Anthony Davis makes his return to the lineup tonight against the Celtics after being sidelined by injury the last five games. Boston guard Kemba Walker told reporters he'll play after missing the last game with a knee issue. Coverage in 1 hour, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Chiefs coach Andy Reid today said he had no injuries to report from the AFC title game. His KC team installed as a one-point favorite over the 49ers for Super Bowl 54. San Francisco certainly has the blueprint to win the Lombardi Trophy, believes ESPN's Ryan Clark.
The San Francisco 49ers won with their quarterback throwing less than 10 passes. And I'm not saying that you can't throw the ball at all, but the way to beat the Kansas City Chiefs is to keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, win time of possession. And when you can run the football the way that this team does, this is what you have to go in the game majoring in and making sure it's a priority.
Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced he's retiring. In the latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll, the number one team in the country is Baylor.
Coming up on Tuesday, the Super Bowl is set. We've got Patrick Ferrari Mahomes against the Mosterati. But before we dive deep on Miami, we hand out our conference championship awards. Plus, everybody loves a good redemption story. We've got 10. Golic and Wingo Tuesday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
This SportsCenter update was brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
It is inevitable at this point. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. There are a lot of people still running Windows 7 because they don't want to make that change. I very much empathize and understand, and we all do at Network Computer Solutions. That's where we're here to help, to be honest with you and get you through that process to be able to keep your business run effectively.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Redbox has the movies you've been waiting to see, starting at under $2 a night. Now available at the box and streaming on demand. Joker, Don't miss Joaquin Phoenix deliver a thrilling and unforgettable portrayal of Gotham City's most infamous villain. Rent the newest movies fresh from the theater at Redbox. Just head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
503, welcome back. Welcome to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com, where you can vote in today's poll question. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What's your early lean for this year's Super Bowl? Are you picking Kansas City or trending toward the slight underdog, the San Francisco 49ers? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot, and we had to postpone our lunch, my lunch. I'm the one picking up the tab, and we've moved that now to next week because of a conflict in the schedule. So I will pay off. I want everybody to know that listens to the program. I am a man of my word. I will pay off my debts, and I darn near, what would have happened had we had back-to-back, or if one person had owed two lunches? Could we have, would I have allowed everybody to splurge and supersize, double me up, maybe buy everybody dinner and have it brought to the table to go and take it home? That way you can eat two meals in one day. Do we do that?
You just let someone get two entrees?
If I go 0-6, yeah. Come on in. Let's. I want to eat the Philly for my lunch, and then bring me a barbecue burger to go.
This precedent has been set. I've actually gone 0-for twice in one season, and actually won the outright championship my first year. But I had two 0-6 weeks. They were spread out. But I think I bought two separate lunches. But it was at a place that we like to frequent when we do this. But it's more on the affordable side of things. I think you know which place I'm talking about. So if you go to a place like Emil's Hideaway, very reasonable, but still a little bit more expensive than the place that we usually go, I would say two entrees. One for lunch, one for dinner. You don't have to make two trips.
The thing is, it didn't happen. And I
almost
was saved. Thank God for the Kansas City Chiefs covering the number. I was off on my overs, I was off on my unders, and I was nowhere in the vicinity of the NFC Championship game yesterday. But the Kansas City Chiefs have saved me from the indignity of having to buy not one, but two losers' lunches this year as part of the Pick Six. And we will have a slate of something to pick on Friday at 3:45 with Scott and Mark on the Gym Class.
Pro Bowl be on there, please?
It's the one week where you sort of have to wait until Friday, and Mark and Scott will be upset, but I'll have most likely some NHL thrown on there. We'll have some Ivy League hoops. It should be fantastic. Speaking of Scott and Mark, make sure you tune into the Gym Class tomorrow, because they've got Joey Gase joining them. I'm going to be talking about an extremely exciting upcoming NASCAR season for the Cedar Rapids native, and Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament will get you caught up to speed on high school wrestling. That's all tomorrow on the Gym Class between 3 and 4, and then you can stick around and enjoy 2 hours of our stylings, whatever that may be. And yes, it is 2 hours. We are now officially a 2-hour program. The biggest change, though, you may have heard it there in reminding you that not only are we on 1600 AM, but 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids is now also a KGYM frequency. Do not necessarily delete 107.5 FM from your presets. We will have more details on that frequency to come, part of the many changes that we are making for the better here in 2020. But I don't want to make any promises. I think you folks are really going to enjoy what we're going to be bringing you here in the course of the next couple weeks, maybe the next month, depends on how everything falls into place. So 1600 AM, and then on the FM dial, Cedar Rapids 102.3, Iowa City 106.3. We've got the same great number to reach us, 319-366-1600. Buttons on the other side of the glass is ready to patch you through to the KGYM studio. We can also get your texts. Same phone number, 366-1600, via the First Federal Credit Union text line. And I promised that we would go from discussing basketball to football. Kirk Ferentz met the media in Iowa City earlier this afternoon to put the wraps on the 2019 season. This is something that he's done the last several seasons, last 4 or 5 years at least. And Alex, a big topic of conversation today was the guy who's going to be replacing Nate Stanley under center.
I have to admit I was completely wrong about the way that Kirk would approach this. I thought you'd hear very much this is wide open. We've got a bunch of guys on campus. We have a true freshman coming in, and we're going to make a decision come the fall, and there's no imminent decision coming on that, but it turns out they have a guy that they're pretty high on, and they're not afraid to admit they're very high on said guy.
That would be Spencer Petras, and here is exactly what Kirk Ferentz had to say about the man who, for all intents and purposes, appears to be locked in as Nate Stanley's replacement in 2020.
I think going into this year, January, my assessment, yeah, Petras is he's the next guy up, and he's going to have to earn it every day, he's there, but I mean, it's like everybody on Ross right now. If you're there, you got to keep it there. And we didn't bother to give out a depth chart. You guys know as much as we do at this point. So that's part of the fun of it, is to find out how everybody's going to do it, how everybody's going to react. And we've got a pretty streamlined depth chart at the quarterback position right now, with one additional player coming in with Deuce here in June. So we'll let everybody compete. But, Spencer's been here 2 years. He's done a good job, I think, of grasping what it is we're doing. I can say the same thing about Alex. He hasn't been here quite as long. You can't say that about him, but I think he's done a good job paying attention, and Peyton was doing a good job too. So I would say this. I'll just interject that I think Spencer, especially in December, really he looked like a college quarterback. He looked like a Big Ten quarterback in practice, and again, that's practice. But and we do competitive stuff against each other. I was pleased with, I think all of us were pleased with what we saw, the growth he's demonstrated. He seems to have all the right attributes, and now it's a matter of him getting himself ready and going out and competing. And, on one hand, you always worry about a guy that hasn't played, but I spend a lot of time thinking about things, obviously, and when it comes to football. I think back to, we've played with a lot of first-year quarterbacks and done fine, going back to Banks, Chandler, and Tate, 3 straight years in a row. So at some point, guys got to jump in the water. And we've had a lot of first-year guys, Stansy kind of being the exception, where he won the job in October, late September, October, back in 08, I guess it would have been. So, every journey, but we'll let them all compete and be anxious to see how they compete this spring.
So Kirk Ferentz discussing the quarterback, quote-unquote, competition there. For those of you who have not necessarily been paying attention at home, the Deuce he referenced there, Deuce Hogan, incoming freshman, a part of Iowa's signing class. Alex would be Alex Padilla, and you also heard a reference to the now-departed Peyton Manziel. We'll get Kirk Ferentz's thoughts on quarterbacks transferring coming up in just a little bit, but not necessarily set in stone, but in listening to what he had to say there, it certainly sounds as if Spencer Petras has maybe, if this is a marathon, Spencer Petras has been granted about a mile head start on the rest of the field here. He's got a little bit of an edge in the competition.
Seems like he has a very, very large edge, because Kirk Ferentz, if there was any doubt in his mind, who his next quarterback would be, you wouldn't see him tip his hand to the media. I think back to the last quarterback race between Nate Stanley and Tyler Wiegers, and I think a lot of us looked and said, you know what? Nate Stanley had distanced himself. They named him the number two quarterback. They burned his red shirt, and they made sure he got some experience. So there was a thought that he's going to be the runaway leader in the clubhouse for that position. And then all of a sudden, come the postseason news conference, it wasn't that clear. And he didn't say much about it at all. He said that there's two guys who are dead even right now, and we're going to let him battle it out. But for him to come out and tell us that Spencer Petras is the next guy up, I think that gives you an idea of where they are right now, that they have a clear leader in the clubhouse and a guy that I think that they're going to move forward with as their next starting quarterback without much question.
Would you rather go in knowing that they've made up their mind and it's Spencer Petras, a guy we don't know a whole lot about, or would you rather, if you're a fan, go into the season not knowing what to expect? 319-366-1600. There is still sort of an air of mystery here because we haven't necessarily seen Spencer Petras in any situation, any sort of crunch time situation. It's been rather comfortable, the limited opportunities that he has seen the field. But Kirk Ferentz has spoken, and that's part of the reason why Peyton Manziel is now going to be at Abilene Christian as opposed to even sticking around. And I think that's the other tell here.
Yes.
Is that he didn't even stick around for spring football to compete. That the writing
not even
apparently.
Spring football, like you said.
The writing apparently is on the wall here that it would be best for Peyton Manziel to get out of town and start fresh somewhere else. And usually that's a good indicator that, okay, the guy that they're going with here is legit. Now, Kirk Ferentz, I did find this interesting. By the way, thank you to Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com for allowing us to borrow some of his audio from Iowa City earlier today. Didn't get a chance to make my way to the Hawkeye football complex as I normally enjoy or normally like to do. But I thought Kirk Ferentz had some interesting thoughts on the quarterback position and why he doesn't necessarily hold a grudge when somebody like Peyton Manziel transfers. And this is what Kirk had to say about quarterbacks transferring in this day and age.
That is a way good. And I'm good with that. I think it's always been a little bit unique. It's kind of like a point guard in basketball. That's always the analogy I give. And the guys that we've had left that have gone on, I think pretty much we're about 100% right now, them going and doing a good job where they go. So I get that. And the other thing I'll say about every guy that's left, they've all been great guys. Like when they were here, they were tremendous and they handled things the right way. And, they didn't take their ball and go home. You know, they made a move that was logical for them and made the most of it. So, you know, I get that. And I understand, you know, most quarterbacks are really competitive. Most good football players are competitive. And so it's always kind of been a separate deal. But yeah, you definitely see more of it nationally right now. And, you know, there's one that just took place this past year that's probably unprecedented, you know. I mean, if you're thinking the same one I'm thinking about, but like, wow, that was interesting, the whole path. So that you know, it's a little scary, I guess, but yeah, you know, I don't think has affected us too much.
So you can't tell
which one is he referring to. Is he talking about Joe Burrow or is he talking about Justin Fields?
I thought he was referencing Justin Fields.
See, I did too, but then he said, you know, the path that he took. And I'm thinking he's talking about the guy that started as a not underrated recruit, but an under-heralded recruit, went to Ohio State, transferred from Ohio State, and then became a Heisman Trophy winner and the number one overall pick. I think that's what he's talking about. But there are a lot of quarterback transfers. And does he mean Jalen Hurts? Is he talking about Jalen Hurts? That's another very crazy path.
Who the hell is he talking about?
Who is he talking about?
366-1600. By the way, The Path sounds like a show that I would watch if it were on the Big Ten Network. Join us this week on The Path as we follow top 25 ranked Rutgers in a snow-covered journey to Iowa City where they take on Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. Am I an idiot?
He made that seem like it was the most obvious.
Don't answer that. Folks are listening. You're driving in your car right now.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Don't answer that.
Which one are you talking about, Kirk?
There's
a few of them.
And this doesn't necessarily apply just to this. Is there any worse feeling than having a conversation with somebody where a reference is made, whether it's a joke or just a straight-up reference, where the implication is people expect you to know exactly what they're talking about, and you are clueless? Is there anything in the world that feels worse than that, whether it's a two-person setting or whether it's in a business situation where you're sitting around the conference table and a reference gets made and you see a look of recognition on four faces in the room and you are sitting there trying like heck to figure out what's going on. Which quarterback's he talking about? And I will feel stupid here. Maybe it was Joe Burrow. But there's a couple guys that I think had interesting paths to where they from where they came to where they went this past season.
Three of the four quarterbacks in the college football playoff.
Only one of them won a national championship, though, last Monday night. Maybe that's the obvious answer here. 366-1600. Let's go to the phone lines and bring Sonny on board. Sonny, what's on your mind tonight?
I got to be honest with you guys. I thought he was talking about Jalen Hurts also. But, I mean, it really does prove the point when there's probably, you know, three or four interesting stories revolving around that exact situation that could have been exactly who he was talking about. So I don't know what he's doing there. I'll disagree with you in the sense that I think that it's worse when you're having a one-on-one conversation with a person and they make a reference and you don't know what they're talking about, particularly if it's somebody that you don't know very well or you are a little bit awestruck to be around. Like, I've had a couple situations where, you know, you meet somebody and you're trying to put on a good impression and they're trying to be casual about it and they make a reference and you don't get it and you're like, oh my God, this is a total dumpster fire of a conversation right now. So I'm just going to keep smiling through it and we'll see where it goes. I think that is the worst.
All right, Sonny, we appreciate there's some ambiguity here.
Should we listen to the clip again, see if he gives more context clues?
There was no, trust me, there's no context there. It's just you guys know who I'm talking about.
You guys know what I mean.
And assuming 10 people in the front two rows there, maybe you'd get three different answers, possibly even four, depending on how one chooses to approach that. I was thinking Jalen Hurts.
I was too, but then Justin Fields popped into my head because we know that he's talked about it in the past, that he isn't necessarily a huge fan of guys just sort of transferring and being eligible right away. He's brought Drew Ott up more than a number of times. And then, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner and potential number one overall pick also played in the Big Ten at one point and had a pretty interesting path to his current stardom. So, as Sonny said, moral of the story, there have been a lot of successful quarterbacks. And as far as his thoughts on them, I'm glad he's come around to this because look at all the quarterbacks that have transferred from his program. All of them have been successful at the places. They've all started at the place that they transferred to.
I thought the point guard reference, the point guard analogy was spot on. That you're not necessarily going to hold it against a guy that's used to being the star on the basketball court, and you're not going to hold it against a quarterback for being competitive and wanting to go elsewhere. The years where a guy is content to wear a hat and hold a clipboard for three seasons behind somebody else who starts in front of him, that era is essentially over. And he did have a good point about the guys that have left Iowa. Most of them have gone on to enjoy a decent amount of success, even though it's been fleeting because you're obviously on a very short time frame. But Nick Shimonek
started at Texas Tech. Cody Sokol at Louisiana
Sokol,
Tech.
Jake Rudock is the most obvious here because he remained in the Big Ten.
Ryan Boyle went to Indiana State
and
started.
Is still at Indiana State. We mentioned this several weeks ago, but it was announced that he's got another year or was granted a red shirt by the NCAA. So Ryan Boyle will be back in Terre Haute next year.
I feel like I'm missing somebody, but Tyler Wiggers went to Eastern Michigan and started. So they all went elsewhere and started.
Now,
all of them.
9761 on the text line says the most important thing is to get the right guy under center. But as a fan, it's more fun to think that there's at least a chance that it might be Deuce Hogan next season.
I have a very hard time believing that Kirk Ferentz is going to start a true freshman at quarterback who isn't on campus in the spring, who comes in the fall and in 1 month takes the job and wins it. I have a very difficult time believing that's possible.
not taking anything away from Deuce Hogan, a young man who I have never met or talked to in my life, but I am in complete agreement with you. Were that scenario to play out where he just showed up and won the job, it would have to mean that he would be the most athletically gifted quarterback that Iowa has ever had wear an Iowa uniform.
Ever.
That's what it would probably take for Kirk to turn to a true freshman as the starting quarterback. But we approach the season assuming that Spencer Petras is going to be the guy for Iowa football. Not much else said today other than some people have pointed out that Iowa appears to be sort of doing away with the idea of defensive tackles and defensive ends and just approaching the defensive line as we mix and match in Iowa City. Sometimes you're going to be playing the interior. Sometimes you're going to be playing the ends. Sort of fascinating. I said earlier today on Twitter that this is one step closer to Tom Crean's dream, the Georgia basketball coach, formerly at Indiana, listing all of his players on his roster this year by the designation of BB for basketball player. This is just one step closer to having everybody, whether it's the punter or the quarterback, listed as football player for their position. And Iowa did perhaps get a punter today. I don't know much about the young man, but you and I were discussing, they picked up the services of, was he from North Dakota?
He went to North Dakota State. Didn't
can't beat him, join him.
Nick Phelps is his name. He's from Kingsley, Iowa. Played at Woodbury Central in Kingsley and did not see any action at North Dakota State. He is transferred and he's going to walk on at Iowa.
Okay, well, the revolving door at that position over the last several seasons, you just never know what to expect. It's going to be a graduate transfer. It's going to be somebody walking on. It's a name to keep an eye on. Spring football will be here before you know it. And so will Mac McCausland, our resident basketball expert. Our chat with him coming up in about 8 minutes. Before we can get to Mac, we've got to get a big board update out of the way. Here's Alex.
This week's men's AP Top 25 poll has been released, and the Iowa Hawkeyes have moved up two spots to 20th following a week that included a road victory over Northwestern and a win on Friday at Carver Hawkeye Arena against Michigan. Iowa will play a contest on Wednesday night against another nationally ranked team, their third in a row, this time the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, who are in this week's poll, their first appearance in the top 25 since 1979. The UNI Panthers received 42 votes this week, which is behind Wichita State, LSU, and Michigan among teams on the outside looking in of the poll. The Iowa basketball team swept weekly Big Ten honors with Luca Garza named the Player of the Week and C.J. Frederick named the Freshman of the Week. Garza averaged 30 points per game in Iowa's two wins last week, while Frederick was 10 of 19 from beyond the three-point arc in those two games. The Iowa women's basketball team roared back from a double-digit road deficit for the second consecutive game. This time, they trailed Wisconsin by 17 points in the third quarter. In yesterday's contest, the Hawkeyes outscored Wisconsin by 22 points in the second half on the way to an 85-78 win, I believe the 17th in a row over Wisconsin. The victory was Iowa's 6th in a row this season. They're now 15-3 overall and 6-1 in the conference. That currently puts them in a tie for first place in the Big Ten with Northwestern. They're also ranked number 19 in this week's AP Top 25 poll. The Iowa State women also needed to come from behind victory as they trailed Oklahoma State by 8 at the half in Stillwater yesterday. The Cyclones stormed back in the second half and held on for a 64-63 victory. They're 10-6 overall, 2-3 in the Big 12. And Iowa City native Ashley Jones was named the Big 12 Player of the Week for her efforts last week.
And Monica Zanano picking up the first Big Ten honor of her career. She was on the weekly honor roll. Shot 90% from the field in Iowa's games last week. Only missed two field goal attempts. And I know Lisa Bluter's been on with us in the past and Jan Jensen fairly recently, but the Iowa women have not missed a beat this season without Megan Gustafson. Pretty impressive. And they keep rolling. The Iowa State women, we chatted with John Walters in the first hour. The Iowa State women have seemed to have turned a little bit of a corner here. They had a big come-from-behind win over Oklahoma State over the weekend. So good things going on in the world of women's basketball here in the state of Iowa as well. Don't forget to vote in tonight's poll question at kgymradio.com. We want to know which way you are leaning early for the Super Bowl. You still have 2 weeks to make up your minds, but do you think Kansas City's going to win, or are you thinking the San Francisco 49ers will carry the day for the NFC? Our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I wish I could be in Miami for Super Bowl Media Day as George Kittle unleashes whatever thoughts come into his mind on the assembled media there. Did you see the T-shirt that he wore to the post-game interview yesterday? Jimmy Garoppolo, a shirtless Jimmy Garoppolo on a what appeared to be a custom-made T-shirt, and Jimmy Garoppolo had signed it for him. It said, "To George," and it had Jimmy Garoppolo's autograph on it. Nobody is having more fun than George Kittle, and the run continues for him. He has an opportunity to get sized for a Super Bowl ring in 2 weeks if the 49ers can beat the Chiefs in Miami. There's a lot of Iowa flavor. Iowa and Penn State both have 4 players in this year's Super Bowl, the most among any of the FBS level college football programs. So lots of Hawkeye flavor, and Kansas City, a tremendous job. Imani Hooker, that's going to be a game that Imani Hooker probably wants to forget yesterday.
A little good and bad for him. The catch.
He did
on
have the catch. You're
on,
right. You're
on
right.
The fake punt. Right. But then also he kind of became an internet meme with the tackle attempt on Patrick Mahomes. But
believe,
a very good rookie season for
ESPN's him. ESPN's Mina Kimes referred to him as appearing to be hydroplaning,
yeah,
which is not a good look if you're a defensive back. But the catch immediately, I thought, holy cow, Iowa or Kansas City's sideline looked like Iowa against Brett Bielema several years ago, where they just everybody in the stadium kind of felt something was coming there, and Iowa completely got caught with its pants down. That was what I thought of in watching that play, and then immediately I was like, hey, that's Imani Hooker. And then unfortunately later on in the game he had a situation that wasn't quite so fun, but a lot of Hawkeye flavor for this Super Bowl, and no Nebraska flavor. It breaks a string of, I believe, 25 or 26 seasons in which a Nebraska player was on a Super Bowl team's roster, although I think somebody pointed out that they fudged the numbers a little bit on that, and they were using players from the practice squad to keep the quote-unquote string alive.
That counts, right?
Does it count? Hey, they probably get a ring. If you get a ring,
yeah,
it counts. Mac McCausland is going to be with us in just a few minutes to preview the unlikeliest of top 25 showdowns at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Wednesday night. It's Iowa and Rutgers, both in the top 25. Rutgers making its first appearance in the AP top 25 since 1979. Mac joins us next. Get in the
zone, AutoZone. Time for an oil change? Then it's time to get to AutoZone. We've got great deals to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
Start your next project today at Menards and save 11% off everything. Put in those new kitchen cabinets you've always wanted and save with 11% off. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Plus, get 11% off. Add stylish storage to any room with new shelving and save with 11% off now at Menards. 11% off good through Saturday, January 25th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
The Iowa Attorney General's office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
5:34, welcome back in the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio as we finish up here on a newly minted, shortened edition of the program. 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com. Let's not waste any more time. Mac McCausland is with us, and Mac, as Alex and I have been discussing, the most improbable of top 25 showdowns on tap Wednesday at Carver Hawkeye Arena for the Hawkeyes. Top 25 Rutgers comes to town. First time Rutgers has been in the AP top 25 since 1979. This should be a good one Wednesday night.
Better than a good one. I mean, since Pikul got into the Big Ten, I have loved the way he coaches. When he brought his I think it was Stony Brook team into the NIT game, and I saw how well disciplined they were, how they knew how to play the game. I go, this guy can coach. So hopefully fans come out. I mean, if they came out for the game the last 2 weeks to see the Hawks play in nothing but snow, hopefully tomorrow will be good. But you look at Pikul's team, and what you look at is very physical, big, strong. I think they will give Garza as much trouble as any team would do in the Big Ten. Now, it's up to Iowa to, I think, make some threes. But right now, they're playing with so much confidence. I mean, you take CJ, you take Garza, you take Wieskamp. I mean, those three, in my mind, are in the top 25 players in the Big Ten.
Is Luka Garza a legitimate National Player of the Year candidate at this point?
I talked to Kent about that, and he brought up a good point. As long as you win games, yes. But if you don't win games, they'll find somebody else. You know, somebody on Baylor that I don't even know. You know, somebody on Gonzaga, somebody on Kansas, certainly. But, I mean, that seems to be the National Player of the Year. Certainly has to be on a top, you know, 10 team. And that's going to be tough for Iowa. But if Garza keeps dominating, and I mean just dominating, it would be pretty hard for basketball people. And I've got a vote with the Basketball Writers Association. I mean, those people will put Garza on it. The talking heads may not. I don't know.
Mac McCausland discussing all things basketball with us, college basketball and more. 319-366-1600 if you've got a question for Mac. What do you think of Friday night's victory over Michigan? I thought it was a pretty good performance. Not once during that game did I feel like Iowa was going to lose.
Exactly. And you know, Michigan, in all honesty, is a good team. I'm just not sure where they would be when the tournament comes around. Are they going to be in the 6 seed, 7 seed, 8 seed? All the way up to a 12 seed, depends how they finish. But they are a good team. And what Iowa did, I would agree with you. They just took care of business, and it was fun. A lot of points. A lot of points.
Is that what's different about this team than maybe past teams? Because I know that all fans are to kind of have that fatalistic view, but I look at some of Fran's teams, and the other team makes a run. Sometimes it doesn't end up the best, but there were times where Michigan was shooting out of their mind in that game. It was a tie game, I think, with 4 minutes to go. I felt like Iowa was going to win that game all along, even though there were some things that kind of went against them. It just feels like they believe they're going to win every game when they're in a tight contest.
I would agree. I mean, and it's funny. I shouldn't say it's funny, but it is a unusual feeling. I think that people get, whether it's Iowa or other teams, just go, oh, they're okay. Down 6, down 8, they're still okay. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. They got down yesterday, two scores, and I'm going, so we'll be fine. And when you get that feeling, it is so good versus even get down 2 points, 4 points, and now you're worried, how deep is this going to go before we can score? You know, it's this team gives you a great feeling between Wieskamp, CJ, and having, of course, Garza, who will just animal you. I'll just use the word animal. He takes it where you have no chance.
Mac, who's more surprising to you this year, Rutgers or Illinois? Both teams at 5-2 right now.
For me, it's Illinois. Rutgers, I expected to be good. When I say good, I'm not saying top 3 or 4. I'm just saying I thought this year was going to be Rutgers' year to get in the tournament. They are so strong, so physical. And Pikiell can coach. I mean, I just hope people remember when he brought his Stony Brook team into Iowa City. I mean, they just were outstanding in terms of execution. And to watch him on the sidelines and his body language and his attitude, he's pretty good. You move on from there, and then we'll just see what happens.
When you look at Luka Garza and sort of that, I look midway through the second half, Iowa's down by 6, and you hear defenses, you want to take him away from the basket, want to make him shoot mid-range, make him shoot 3. He can do it, but they'd rather him do that than being able to bully his way down on the block. But he makes a 3-point jumper, cuts it to 3. Next time down, reverse pivot, 15-foot jumper. Next time down, they take the lead with another 15-foot jumper. How deflating is that for another team when you're doing everything you can to get him away from the basket, and then he does that to you?
When you are on the defense and you see that, what you say to yourself, like it or not, this kid's a baller. And when you go against somebody that's a baller, you don't have answers. Because they'll decide, just what you said, shoot 15, lay up, dunk, shoot a 3. You just can't beat those people. And that's where Garza is right now.
Mac, I asked you who was the bigger surprise between Illinois and Rutgers. Who's been the biggest disappointment so far this season? I would have to think Ohio State at 2-5 would be the answer.
Well, I mean, I would agree with you. 1-5 is the disappointment. I would also say they were not a disappointment in not being a good team. I mean, from the very start, I looked at them and looked at their coaching and looked at who they had and the age of them and who they play. And I just thought, you know, they're a nice team there, but they'll finish 7th, 8th, and 9th. I still think that's where they'll finish. They won't be 1-5 and be a last place team. But right now, the Big Ten, as we've said, even now, 1 through all of them. But Michigan State's what? 14 in the country. Not very high for a Big Ten team. And then you go down, Maryland, good at home. Just gets butt kicked on the road. Iowa, then you got Rutgers. Illinois definitely was not expected to be where they are. So, I mean, Big Ten has just got a weird set of teams.
When C.J. Frederick's on the floor, where does Iowa fit in this Big Ten hierarchy? I know it's unpredictable, but where generally do they fit?
Top four. Because not just him, as we've talked, they spread the court. When you really look, how about you look at McCaffrey? What do you have, 13 rebounds? 13 rebounds by a supposed point guard. But because he plays so hard, so aggressive, he gets 13. Obviously, you look at other wings, Wieskamp to go with CJ. I mean, that could be 40 points in a game just playing their game, which is open shots. They don't even have to make it difficult shots. So this Iowa team right now is on the cusp of really making a lot of national people, I think, take a look at them and go, oh, how do you stop them? Because you do not stop Garza. You may cut him to 16 points, and he only creates 10 fouls. I mean, last game, what do you have? He created 12 fouls against the Hawkeyes. That puts a lot of people in trouble.
35-30, Mac always has a question for you with us every week, and he points out that Ryan Kreener and Luka Garza have obviously developed a ton since their first day on campus. He wants to know if you could name some Hawkeye players that come to mind, guys that you recall making drastic improvements from the first day they set on campus to toward the end of their careers?
Well, I have to go back to a time that I'm very familiar with, and that would be Ryan Bowen and Kent McCausland. Both of them among the state, they're going, why'd they take him? What'd they do? Ryan Bowen just worked his butt off and ended up being the all-time steals leader and offensive rebound leader. Kent had a great three-point shooting area, led the nation. Those two come to mind first. But then you even look back, Jeff Moe. Jeff Moe, kind of slow, but a good offensive shooter. But, I mean, he exceeded what I ever thought he would do. Even then, I would say, B.J. Armstrong, to where he got. When he came in, very, very good. But he was never a point guard in high school. And so all of a sudden, B.J. Basically becomes an All-American, drafted in the NBA, and goes into, you know, legendary type things that he does. If you go back further in history, Kevin Boyle, when he came in, he was supposedly a good Chicago suburban player, and he played his role every year. Now, was he great? No, but he played his role to just a peak where he developed to become very, very good. And then I'll even go back further. People probably won't remember, but Kevin Cooner, a seven-footer from Dubuque. And when he came into Iowa, that's what he was, a seven-footer. I mean, he had no national attention. People at Iowa in the Big Ten were just shaking their heads going, why'd you take him? What is he? What's he going to do? And he became the, if I recall right, the leading Big Ten rebounder 2 years in a row.
It was literally a week ago. I asked you about Ryan Kriener and what kind of role he could play, and then he goes out and he has the best week of his season so far. What did you see from him last week?
The thing about Kriener is I think he just matures every game, and that's probably hard to figure out or explain because he's been there 4 years. But he just does the right thing more often than he did beginning of the year, last year, certainly 2 years ago. And he just kind of waits for the coaches or for the game to tell him, yeah, do I have to block shots? Do I have to make my inside hook? Do I have to go outside? I still think Ryan has a terrific opportunity after the season, whether it's go overseas, which it might be, but go overseas, and we may see him back in the G League or the NBA in 2 or 3 years.
Mac, we appreciate your time with us and accommodating the move now that there is no 6 o'clock hour, and we will see you on Wednesday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena, right?
So what do you think about Rutgers? You tell me.
I am very interested to see how many points they're going to be getting on Wednesday night. I think they're a legitimate basketball team.
Yep, I would agree. I think both of them will be in the tournament. Right now, the Big Ten, I would say, they're going to get 8 for sure, but 9 or 10 maybe.
All right, Mac, I'll see you in a couple days.
You got it. Thanks, bud.
Mac McCausland, our resident basketball expert, joining us as he does every Monday here on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. We need to take a quick timeout. We're still getting used to this 2-hour thing here, so we got to fit a lot of things into a smaller amount of time. We'll be back to put the finishing touches on the first of many 2-hour editions of the program to come after this.
Hey, it's Scott Van Pelt back in the podcast game, SV Pod. My guy Stanford Steve alongside.
Present.
I do nothing without Stanford Steve. I can do nothing. I can't think without the man, so he's here to keep me company and maybe chop it up, talk some stories. Look, you know what podcasts are. It's the same deal. Rate, review, subscribe. One big thing, dive a little deeper, maybe some bad beats, whatever's interesting to you.
Sounds good.
There you go. We'll see you on the other side. Wait a minute. What time do we start? See?
You're good. Oh, you're good.
That was it?
Yeah.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Enjoy winter sports and winter smart rock on KGYM and Smart FM. Curling and curling up with great smart rock. Ice fishing and catching some smart rock on Smart FM. Speed skating and getting smart rock to your radio fast. Winter sports outdoors and warm smart rock in the lodge. Keep your radio tuned to KGYM and Smart FM.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. Cup of coffee costs you more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Sarah. That's SelectQuote.com/Sarah.
Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Time for an oil change? Then it's time to get to AutoZone. We've got great deals to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome back in the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on a Monday evening here in Eastern Iowa as we get ready to close up shop and turn our attention to Tuesday. Big thank you to John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, who joined us at 4:30 tonight, and Mac McCausland, who we just finished up chatting with. If you missed anything, the podcast will be available at kgymradio.com. While you're there, make sure you vote in tonight's poll question. We want to know which way you're leaning, at least early, when it comes to this year's Super Bowl matchup. Are you backing Kansas City or San Francisco? The 49ers are a slight underdog at the moment at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. 319-366-1600, the number to reach us on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And during that last break, Buttons came into the studio, poked his head in the door and said, This is gonna take some getting used to.
Yes,
and
it will. I completely
agree with that. And for whatever reason, if you are completely unaware, this is a 2-hour program now as opposed to 3 hours. So we're gonna throw it to ESPN programming here shortly. And also tonight, part of the changes, I think a very positive part of the change, is that the Cyclone Radio Network brings you the Cyclone Coaches Corner show on Mondays. That show begins at 6:30, and for a number of years here, we have brought it to you on a delay at 7 o'clock after local programming is over, which prevents our Iowa State listeners here in Eastern Iowa from participating in the show. They take questions now via hashtag on Twitter. It's hard to ask a question when you're 30 minutes behind everybody else. As of tonight, the Cyclone Coaches Corner show from the Applebee's in Ames is going to be live on 1600 AM at 6:30. That show brought to you by Lisa Nolan, a RE/MAX realtor. You can learn more about her at kgymradio.com. So this will take some getting used to. We certainly appreciate all of the feedback that we have received from the listeners. We know that there are a number of people who enjoy listening to all 3 hours of the show, but it's a 2-hour show now, and that toothpaste is not going back in the tube anytime soon. So it's going to take us some getting used to. We may be moving some things around, trying to figure out the length of segments, when to bring you big board updates, things like that. So it's the equivalent of walking through an airport that has the pardon our dust sign out and drop cloths everywhere and dust on the floor. We are navigating this. We're trying to figure out the best way to continue bringing you the best possible show, but I don't think it's going to take too long. It's kind of like riding a bike. You don't do it for a really long time, and then you get on the bike and you, hey, it's just a bike. Now it's just a 2-hour show instead of a 3-hour show.
It will take some getting used to, but I feel like in the very not so distant future, we'll have it all figured out, and I don't think I just don't think it's going to take very, very long for us to figure it out. But I'm excited for what the future holds.
And as a reminder, you can still listen to us on 107.5 FM. But as of today, we are letting you know that in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM is the place to be for Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN radio. So be cognizant of that. 107.5 FM is not going anywhere. We will have more details about what we are planning to do with 107.5 FM coming soon when we are allowed to discuss them with you on the air. Needless to say, it's the start of a brand new era here at KGYM, and we are looking forward to being back on the air with you tomorrow.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive